Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Dzień dobry and good afternoon. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And on this summer Sunday, as always, Chopin's Concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, Let's Learn a Little Polish, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and obereks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin with Anka and Nad Płonącą Rzeką.
Leaders condemn the Russian attack on the Ukrainian Children's Hospital. Politicians unanimously express strong opposition to Russia's intensified attacks on Ukraine. Ambassadors, prime ministers, and foreign ministers assure that this is another war crime for which Vladimir Putin will have to answer. Putin is doing his utmost to stiffen Western resolve, asserts Radosław Sikorski, Minister of Foreign Affairs of Poland. Attacking innocent children, the most depraved of actions. We stand with Ukraine against Russian aggression. Our support won't falter, guarantees Keir Starmer, the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Horrifying images from Okhmadyt Hospital, Ukraine's largest children's hospital, which provides treatment to children with cancer and other illnesses, and was struck during Russia's massive missile attack last week. Our thoughts are with the children and their families, wrote Bridget A. Brink, United States Ambassador to Ukraine. We were just at the Okhmadyt Children's Hospital. Doctors are treating children on the street. Small cancer and dialysis patients are sitting on the sidewalk with their mothers. Firefighters, emergency responders, and many volunteers are assisting on site. We are also helping, doing what we can, appealed Martin Jaeger, German ambassador to Ukraine. France strongly condemns last week's massive Russian missile strikes against a number of civilian targets in Ukraine, including the Okhmadit Children's Hospital in Kyiv, leaving more than 20 dead and 40 wounded, according to current information, declared French diplomats. WHO Ukraine has also pledged to offer assistance to the victims. The organization declared, "We are prepared to provide necessary aid to hospitals upon the government's request." And before the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. And on the lighter side, Breaking Bad in Polish, how methadone became Poland's export commodity. An educated chemist teaching children in a public school in Poland earned so little that sometimes they can't even afford dental treatment. Getting rich quickly from illegal drug production is straightforward, despite the relatively low risk due to lax regulations. Polish authorities close down about 5 illegal methadone factories each month, yet the illicit business persists. Criminals in Poland have shifted to producing cocaine for the poor, referring to crystals like methadone, clefadrone, and clofadrone. According to experts, these substances offer strong stimulant effects at a significantly lower cost than traditional cocaine. Methadone wholesales for around 8,000 zloty per kilogram, whereas cocaine fetches much more, between 28,000 and 40,000 euros, according to Rzeczpospolita. Partly due to lenient regulations that do not ban certain ingredients used in crystals, some substances are not on the list of banned substances, allowing producers of potentially deadly and addictive products to operate with impunity. A similar scenario unfolded years ago with producers of legal highs who adjusted their compositions to evade illegality. No science teacher in Poland is able to earn net each month from full-time work at school as much as the market value of 1 kilogram of methadone. Something to think about. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Thank them for their support of Polonia Today by supporting them.
Czy chcesz śpiewać w żeńskim chórze? Chór imienia Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembry zaprasza. Próby odbywają się w każdy poniedziałek o godzinie 7.30 wieczorem. Miejscem spotkań jest Dom Polski przy 9150 Academy Road. Jeśli masz trochę czasu i lubisz śpiewać, spróbuj razem z nami. Możesz przyjść bezpośrednio na próbę lub zadzwoń do Dolores 215-633-0560. Śpiewamy pieśni kompozytorów polskich i amerykańskich. Pracujemy nad muzyką klasyczną i okolicznościową, a także kilka razy w roku dajemy koncerty.
Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia today, here at WWDB 860 AM, where today we discuss the significance of the Battle of Grunwald. The centerpiece of the struggle with the Teutonic Order was contested near the village of Grunwald in Prussia on July 15, 1410. 5 days before the end of the previous truce, Władysław Jagiełło and his chief of staff had crossed the Vistula near Czerwinsk on a bridge of pontoons secretly prepared. They were joined by Witold, Jagiełło's cousin, with the host of the Grand Duchy of Lithuania, by a Bohemian detachment, and by a contingent of Polish knights under Zawisza Czarny, the Black Knight. The Grand Master of the Teutonic Knights, Ulrich von Jungingen, expecting an attack on the district of Dobrzyń, was taken by surprise and was forced to ride swiftly to the north to bar the road to Malbork. Some 27,000 knights, including many foreign guests, were supported by mortars and faced a motley collection of some 39,000 Poles, Czechs, Lithuanians, Ruthenians, and Tatars. By the end of the day, almost half of the Teutonic knights were dead. The Grand Master was slain. 14,000 prisoners were taken for ransom. The Teutonic camp was captured, and with it a score of carts loaded with iron shackles intended for the Polish captives, who now had become captors. And we'll pause here for the oldest Polish hymn in the vernacular from the 13th century, sung by the knights going into battle. In old Polish, the knights themselves may not have understood all the words. Bogurodzica dziewica.
Oh,
continuing in the cultural corner with the Battle of Grunwald. Władysław Jagiełło, resplendent in his silver armor on the crest of a hillock, received the standard of the Prussian Bishop of Pomerania and sent it as a trophy to Kraków. With it, he dispatched a letter to his second wife, Anna of Slovenia, describing the events of the day. Most serene, excellent princess, dearest spouse, on Tuesday, the Feast of the Apostles, the Grand Master, with all his power, drew close to our forces and demanded that battle be joined. After we had stood and watched each other for a time, the Grand Master sent two swords over to us with this message: "Know you, King and Witold, that this very hour we will do battle with you. For this we send you these swords for your assistance." We replied, "We accept the swords you send us, and in the name of Christ, before whom all stiff-necked pride must bow, we shall do battle." At which, with the troops standing in full order, we advanced to the fray without delay. Among the numberless dead, we ourselves had few losses. We cut down the Grand Master and the Marshal and many of the commanders, forcing many others to flee. The pursuit continued for 2 miles. Many were drowned in the lakes and rivers, and many killed, so that very few escaped. And we'll pause here for another hymn, Gaude Mater Polonia, Rejoice, O Mother Poland, Raduj się Matko Polsko, one of the most significant medieval Polish hymns, written in the 13th or the 14th century in memory of St. Stanislaus, Bishop of Kraków. Polish knights sang and chanted the hymn after victory in battle, presumably to one of the Gregorian melodies associated with the Eucharist, Psalm, O Salutaris Hostia, on which it is based. It's widely considered an historical national anthem of the Kingdom of Poland and the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth. We're continuing in the cultural corner with the Battle of Grunwald. What actually happened is hard to say. Polish history books attribute the victory to the Polish Royal Guard, who charged from their station round the king to smash the Teutonic center after the Lithuanians gave way. Russian sources stress the role of the regiments from Smolensk, who moved to the attack when the Poles gave way. Most modern history books treat the battle as a national, if not racist, contest between German and Slav, which of course it was not. In German mythology, it was a catastrophe not revenged until the victory at nearby Tannenberg in August 1914. In Soviet mythology, it is a precursor of the Battle of Stalingrad. At all events, the Grand Master did not obtain a favorable result. The headquarters of the order had to be moved to Königsberg, now Kaliningrad, as Malbork was besieged. At the Treaty of Torin, signed on February 1, 1411, existing frontiers were confirmed and free trade on the Vistula assured. The order made a conditional retreat from northwestern Lithuania. It was a very tame treaty for such a famous battle. And we'll conclude the cultural corner with the Renaissance poetry of Jan Kochanowski, set to the music of contemporary composer Józef Świder, Czego chcesz od nas, Panie? What do you wish of us, O Lord? Learn a little Polish today. Our Polish word of the day is the noun for family. Rodzina. Repeat after me. Rodzina. And here's an example sentence. Lubię spędzać czas z moją rodziną. I love spending time with my family. So remember to practice. Rodzina.
Sing along with me.
Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. A taste of Poland in Port Richmond. Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today here at WWDB 860 AM, and here in Philadelphia. It's coming up, a night to remember those Wildwood days at the Associated Polish Homes Beer Garden, Saturday, August 10th. The Beer Garden opens at 6 p.m., music from 7 to 10 p.m., bar and Polish kitchen. DJ Neil McGlynn brings you music from the 1950s to the 1970s. Whether you danced at the Starlight, the Surf Club, the Penalty Box, come join us for a night of nostalgia. Relive those days, Saturday, August 10th at the Associated Polish Homes Beer Garden. More info, phone John Wisniewski, 215-906-1825. And as TJ signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to our own Rick Gazda and my girlfriend Jenny Oberek. Thank you for listening to Polonia Today. Till next Sunday afternoon at 1:30. Enjoy a wonderful summer week. Stay cool and hydrated. Do usłyszenia.